There is no denying that something in me sparks to life whenever he's around. It's a dangerous spark. One that starts off small and ignites to the point of a wildfire within seconds. The kind of spark that soon consumes you in a fiery inferno. The way Alessio makes me feel is like diving headfirst in hell and hoping to dance in the flames instead of burning to a crisp. I have to put some distance between us. As much as I hate the awkwardness, it's better this way. It's easier to avoid each other and not spend time together. If we do, I might beg him to bend me over a desk again. It might not have been my finest moment, but it was fun.
You know, we have a perfectly good couch to sit on, Alessio says as he walks through the kitchen. You don't have to sit there like some orphan waiting for a nice lady to take pity on them and put money in their cup.
You really are a stellar human being, aren't you? I ask as I mentally debate between roast chicken or ham. I look like an orphan. Great. He shrugs and pours himself a cup of coffee.
I'll be staying on the compound today, but I'll be at the office here. If you need anything, that's where you can find me. Take the day off from the casino. There's some things going on there that I would rather not have you around for.
Like what? I ask, curiosity getting the better of me.